This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Outstanding music here, Lucas. Good work. Frank Cusimano with you. Bob Golby, former Masters champion, will join us at 11:30. We'll talk hockey with Chris Kerber coming up shortly, too. But right now we want to welcome the tournament director of an absolutely incredible event. It's the sixth-year Bass Pro Shops Legends of Golf Tournament at Big Cedar Lodge, April 24th through the 28th. Joining us now is Kirk Elmquist. Kirk, good to be with you. How are you, sir?
Good, Frank. Thanks for having me.
What an event. The celebrity list coming to Branson. Give us a couple of names, and how did you get these people to come?
Well, Frank, like you, and I remember when Jack Buck talked about his relationship with you and your family at a luncheon out in St. Charles years ago. It's about relationships, and our big headliner this year is Justin Timberlake, who's coming in. We're very, very excited, very fortunate. Great relationship with the Morris family that owns Bass Pro Shops. Mark Wahlberg's coming back, and Kid Rock. Those are just three to name a few.
So they're going to be playing golf on the Wednesday before the tournament starts, the celebrity game?
No, those three are going to play on Saturday and Sunday with Jack Nicklaus, Lee Trevino, Gary Player.
Oh, my gosh. You talk about some star quality. Wow.
Yes,
and then you have a full field of 72. It's a three-round event, two pro-am days. And you got some guys that I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, they're old enough to play in a senior event? You got Chris DeMarco?
Yeah. Shocking. Retief Goosen's 50. And, you know, you're watching the Masters this week. You saw the dinner pictures from last night. 10 of those men that were at that dinner are coming to Branson to play in our tournament that next April 27th to the 28th. The pro-am starts on the 24th. Roger Clemens and Debbie Clemens are playing. You know, you got some neat celebrities throughout the week. The owner of the Kansas City Chiefs will be in. Luke Combs, the country music singer, is going to be playing golf. Tracy Lawrence will be playing. And then all the men that I just listed. And also the phenomenon of Dude Perfect, 41 million YouTube subscribers. They're coming down to entertain the kids and have some fun. So we got a big, big week planned.
Wow. In terms of attendance, what's it been like the final day of these? Are you having pretty big galleries?
Yeah, certainly not like you saw at Belle Reve last summer, but, you know, 7,000 to 10,000 people at Top of the Rock on a 9-hole par 3 golf course is a pretty intimate setting. So, yeah, but we got room for more. We'll pack them in there, but you'll get anywhere from 7,000 to 10,000 on Saturday and Sunday each day.
Tell me about the hole where you need a boat to get to the green.
Yeah, we've got an island green on number 6 at Top of the Rock that Jack Nicklaus designed with Johnny Morris years ago. So we put one of our tracker boat pontoons at the dock towards the front part of the tee box, put all the caddies, all the tour players on, and we boat them over to the green. It's just one of the neat spectacles of the event.
And I guess one of the drawing points for you is just that great facility at Big Cedar and that Top of the Rock restaurant. I mean, that's kind of a fun weekend for these guys.
It is. We see a lot of families, a lot of grandkids. Some of the grandkids are caddying, actually. A lot of wives coming in and bringing their kids. So it's exciting to have a fun weekend right there on Table Rock Lake at Big Cedar Lodge. You know, if they want to go get a spa treatment, we've got a new place called Fun Mountain. They can go bowling or rope climbing. And I mean, just tons and tons of things to do, for sure.
What about the accessibility? I know seniors seem to be just a little bit more fan-friendly, but give us an idea if, like, somebody were to go there and maybe try to get an autograph, too, and watch.
Yeah, you're not looking at 8 or 10 or 80 deep like you've seen up here in big tournaments. You're looking at 3, 4, 5 deep in some areas. But these men are at a station where they're happy to be signing autographs. They're grateful. They're at a different station in life, and their focus is different. They're playing with a teammate. It's a little more laid back. It's a little more fun. Chances of you getting an autograph from somebody you watch growing up on TV is really, really good.
All right, let me give out the information. So it's a full field of 72, three rounds, two pro-am days. For tickets and information, BassProLegends.com. BassProLegends.com. It's 1-888-347-4426. And anything for the military or the veterans?
Good call. Thanks for asking. All of our military veterans and first responders with a spouse, just prove with an ID. We'll walk you right in for free. You're our guest. Our friends at Beretta and Folds of Honor are helping make that happen. And Johnny Moore salutes all veterans, and we can't wait to have them down.
Kirk, great stuff. Look forward to being down there April 24th through the 28th. Thanks so much for your time today.
Well, Frank, we appreciate you. Keep it up, man. Thanks a lot.
All right, Kirk Elmquist with the Bass Pro Shop Legends of Golf at Big Cedar Lodge. Good stuff. I'm trying to praise Lucas, and Carlos Danger says, don't praise Lucas for the music. He was still looking for those drops and accidentally clicked the music.
Is this from TMA?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, that's fair.
You can't get away from it.
Lucas is good as his job. Don't be mean to Lucas.
He is. He's doing an outstanding job.
Frank, do you know if the game is on other than the NHL Network? I currently do not subscribe to that channel. Thanks, Blues fan in Raleigh.
All right, Fox Sports Midwest.
That doesn't help him in Raleigh, though. He's in North Carolina. I don't think so.
Yeah. Cardinals or Fox Sports Midwest
Plus.
Fox Plus.
As they should
Fox
be.
Sports
Put
Midwest
the playoff
Plus.
Game on the main network.
Yeah, that's a nice work by the network there.
And boy, unless you know someone, because I know there's a Fox Sports Go app, but you need a cable subscription locally for that. So unless you know someone in St. Louis who can maybe throw that your way, other than that, you can try to find an illegal stream online. But yes. I would never, never, ever recommend doing something so insidious.
Yeah.
But Reddit might have that.
Might.
This
They're much more morally corruptible than I am.
This has kind of been a discussed topic here. Frank, I'm glad you said you had to babysit your daughter. I say that about my two boys all the time, and my wife says it's not babysitting if they're your own.
I think Charlie said something like that about his daughter once on the air, and Martin caught him.
Yeah. Well, believe me, I said it last night to Ann Allred, and she says, you don't babysit your own daughter, okay? You're taking care of your own flesh and blood. You don't babysit your own daughter. So she corrected me. Frank, I've never in my life heard a local sports media member be such a homer for a mediocre college quarterback. Can you please explain to me what's mediocre about 12,000 career passing yards? What's mediocre about 99 career touchdowns? What's mediocre about being considered maybe one of the 10 picks, the first 10 picks in the NFL draft?
Right. It's reached a point where enough NFL executives think he's good that he might be good.
Yeah. You cannot say, like, mediocre when you throw for 12,000 yards,
I
mean, okay?
I get you could say John Elway, being a fan of his, may not necessarily be a major endorsement, but there are enough other teams that are looking at him. The Giants are looking at him that, you know, he might be good. I don't know how that translates to the pros, but at least he's a prospect. Good enough for that.
Yeah, you got to be careful. You know, words matter. Mediocre is not the applicable word.
Someone pointing out in the 618, I had forgotten about this until I saw a replay of it last night. Ozuna did the same thing last June in Milwaukee.
Was it quite as dramatic?
Wasn't quite as bad. And I guess we can laugh at it because they won the game. We wouldn't be laughing at it if that had started an eighth-inning rally for the Dodgers.
Oh, my
goodness. And they
yeah.
won. So, and the Cardinals got blown out in that game in Milwaukee. But, yes, and to his, and also to Ozuna's credit, he robbed. Kike Hernandez hit that ball. 2-3 years ago, he was still in Miami. He robbed a Kike Hernandez home run doing that exact same thing, leveraging himself over the wall
yes.
and catching it.
And manager,
so it's worked.
Yeah, manager Schilt went out of his way to point that out.
Good
he
for
goes, you know, he's done that before.
What can you say, though? You can't just say, yeah, that was stupid. What was he thinking? Just say A for effort.
What
Fine.
Was the phrasing by Mike Shannon? Not only make a fool out of himself.
Yeah, he hurt himself. Yeah, yeah, he made a fool out of himself. He hurt himself, too.
Wow. When you're Mike Shannon, you can say anything.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, McBride Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, is offering a hot deal this month during the spring sales event. Buy a new McBride home in April. Receive $5,000 to $10,000 off the base price of a new home. McBride is also offering huge savings on over 100 quick move-in market homes if you need a home in a hurry. With nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Homes to fit every lifestyle and design with you in mind. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details on their spring sales event. We'll take a short time out. Martin Kilcoyne when we come back.